Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Do you know what a wet market is?
I don't. Genuinely, though. I genuinely don't.
This is going to be a really uncomfortable episode, and this is stranger still. Welcome to Stranger Still.
Podcast where we learn about wet markets. I'm John Began.
Oh, God, you are in for a treat. I'm Nick Wood. How are you doing, man?
I don't know. I people probably think that we break the intro and then, like, wait because the real time for the song is 30 seconds. But that happened seconds ago, and now that's all I can think about.
Yeah.
Is how the disasters. Because I know there was something to do with food market.
Yeah, a wet market.
That had to do with this virus.
Speaking of our... We brought this up last week. This isn't planned by any means. And you really don't know what a wet market is.
I really don't.
I want to address several messages that I got about the skip button. Some apps do let you adjust the skip time on your podcast listening app. Mine does not.
Yeah.
I use the Google Podcasts one. I believe the Apple one lets you.
Apple one does let you. Just they change the default on it.
Podcast Addict or something like that does. Just not Google. The Google Podcast app has a lot of features that I wish other podcatchers had, but they don't.
Yeah, I've got 10, 15, 30, 45, 60 for both back and forward.
Yeah, I don't have any of that.
Man, 60?
I know. If you just really want to zip through it. So yeah, welcome to January 2020, where everything sucks. The world's on fire. Lots of people are getting coronavirus.
Lots of people are dying.
Lots of people are dying. So if we, this is the same warning we give on every episode like this. We have to make jokes, but we're not making them at the expense of the people that have perished due to the coronavirus. We're not trying to be insensitive. It's just that sometimes people deal with
horrible, terrible things
through laughter.
Through laughter. And if we are going to laugh, we're going to punch up at the stupid idiots that are making decisions that cause this to be more harmful than it could be.
Yeah, oh my God, there are so many bad decisions.
Was that too harsh, stupid idiots?
I mean...
Would you ever say stupid idiots in public about Trump? Would you ever call him that? Or is it too harsh?
I don't think I would because I don't want to get, like, punched by someone else.
Okay.
But, like...
What about, like,
who's
going to
defend
dummy.
Beijing here?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anyway, if you want more on our opinions on the Chinese government, go listen to our episode about the Hong Kong protests.
Yeah.
Until then, I thought that we'd be too late to this topic.
I didn't know about it.
Exactly. So I asked you if you wanted to cover it, and you're like, this is the first I've heard of the coronavirus. And I was like, huh.
I heard about it that day
and
earlier.
I know you don't live under... Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I know you don't live under a rock. So there's a possibility that people aren't aware. It's also kind of fascinating because what really gave me the desire to do this episode was I came across a post on Reddit, which I frequent quite a bit. I think it was on, like, Explain It Like I'm Five, where you ask
Love
a question
yeah.
and people explain it to you in easily digestible language. And the question was, or maybe it was on, like, No Stupid Questions, which is another great, where you can just ask anything, people don't judge you, unless it's, like, parody, obviously. But they had asked, how does a new virus just pop up? Like, the coronavirus seemingly came out of nowhere and has infected thousands of people. How does that just pop up?
Yeah, mutates from an animal, right?
Yes. So there's many different ways, but I think what's confusing to a lot of people is this is given a whole new name. It's called the 2019 novel coronavirus. So, and there's been other outbreaks of, like, SARS and MERS that I'll talk about in a little bit that are also coronaviruses, but they're never referred to as coronaviruses.
And that's a novel. They're more like a novella.
Yeah, they're like a little short story. And since they've never been referred to as a coronavirus, people haven't heard that phrase before unless they're involved in preventing a SARS outbreak or something. So it's not entirely new. But there's a lot of interesting things that have led to this outbreak and will continue to lead to it being a problem. So, first of all, John, what is the coronavirus?
You're going to put this on me?
Yeah, I didn't do any research.
Okay. It's a, I assume there's some horrible market that you keep talking about.
Yeah, we'll
in
get
China.
There. No. I just want to know what the coronavirus is.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And some fish sneezed on a human.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And they're
out
like,
of their gills or out of their, they have little nostrils.
Comes out of both if it's the right fish.
Yeah.
And then it gets on their faces and stuff. And
yeah.
I mean, in all honest opinion, I think it's a mutated version of a virus that was common, like the common cold of fish of a certain species, some kind of aquamarine animal.
So I will say that seafood is brought up a lot when it talks about where this came from. But I, so far, people don't think that it came from fish.
Okay.
For whatever reason, it does, like a lot of the articles do focus on the fact that they sold seafood at this market.
I would just think there's some gross, terrible food that's at this market I'm going to learn about later.
Yeah, you will. So the coronavirus is very similar to just a regular cold infection in terms of like symptoms and spread. It causes upper respiratory illness, and it is a virus. So the CDC says that it can just cause a runny nose, headache, cough, severe throat, or fever. So why are people worried about this? Well, just like the cold in like children, babies, and elderly people, or those with a poor immune system, it can move down to your lower respiratory region and cause pneumonia or bronchitis. And in some cases, that can lead to death. So just like a cold, it can be transferred through the air by coughing or sneezing. You can get it from coming into contact with a person, in this case, an animal, or the surface where the virus was, and then rubbing, like if you touched like a countertop with the coronavirus, and then you touch your eyes or your mouth or your nose or
this
your ears.
This is horrible, Nick. Can we...
It's just like a cold.
Yeah, but can I lighten it up real quick? Do you think fish actually do sneeze? They have noses, right?
Fish sneeze.
I've seen nostrils on fish.
They do. They do have nostrils.
Why do they have nostrils? They have gills. They're underwater, right? Haven't you seen a fish with nostrils? It's not like they're smelling anything with them. What are they doing?
Fish cannot sneeze.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay. Fact of the episode.
That's from lbc.co.uk. So it can you can also get the coronavirus through fecal contamination, which will come up in a little bit later. And lastly, you can get it by consuming animals that may carry the coronavirus. So to cure the cold, or to cure the coronavirus, you'd go vegan. You do just what you do with the cold. You'd wait it out anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks. And you can avoid it by washing your hands, covering up your nose and mouth. And if you get it, you drink plenty of liquids, you rest, you can use it.
That's just a rumor by Big Face Mask. They're trying to sell more face masks.
Well, I always see those and I was like, what could those actually do? But it turns out like that protects you from the water vapors that are expelled by the lungs when someone coughs and sneezes. So that actually is a very good preventative measure for a cold or coronavirus. So there are human coronaviruses like SARS or MERS.
When people cough, it's like vape smoke, but it's like just a little bit.
Yeah, it's not enough to be visible a vape noosh.
Unless you've vaped for a long time and you're just like perma vape, and you cough and it's like cotton.
Yeah, cotton. So I believe SARS and MERS
isn't that what Jesus got on his birthday? MERS.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah. Keep going. I wasn't trying to disrupt you.
But these are what's called zoonotic viral diseases. So SARS is a severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS is Middle East respiratory syndrome. It's a variant of...
Hey, that would make a lot of sense. Jesus is Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Now, what did he get? He got frankincense...
And MERS.
Frankincense. How do you spell sense and myrrh?
Okay, it was just
M-Y-R-R-H.
One. He just got one. He didn't get plural.
He didn't get the plural.
He just got one myrrh.
Those wise men were cheap.
Okay.
That might be insensitive.
That's a little anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I take that back. So the problem with these viruses, they're zoonotic, which means that they can go from animal to human. They can also go from human to animal if they evolve or they mutate. And in this case, in the current coronavirus outbreak, they have mutated to go from human to human. So I don't have this in my notes, but I believe there were like 2 European cases just diagnosed yesterday, if you're listening to this, the day it comes out, that 2 people in European countries have been diagnosed with coronavirus that did not travel to China, which means it's spreading. It's not great. So there are viruses like avian flus, bird flus, that can only go from animal to human. They can't go from human to human. So in order to quarantine this virus, all you would have to do is quarantine those chickens or whatever is causing this avian flu. For SARS or MERS or the 2019 novel coronavirus, they're zoonotic. So they can go from human to animal, animal, human, human, human. And that is a lot harder to quarantine. And I keep comparing it to the cold, and I will continue to do so. But the reason we're keeping a close eye on it is because back in 2002 and 2003, there was a SARS outbreak that led to the death of 600 people, or 650-ish people. And we don't want any deaths if we can prevent it.
Yeah.
So we don't want that to happen again.
And do we know if that's a real number? Because that was from China, right?
Yes, I believe that is an accurate number. We'll get back to what you're referring to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a whole different ball game. So back to, I guess, the Reddit question proper, where does a new virus just spring up from? And there's two answers to that in this particular instance. Part of it comes down to viral evolution, like you talked about. It's just a regular old virus mutates into something new. But then if you want to be more specific about it, you can pinpoint like down to where the virus literally came from.
Is it like an environmental change? Like, oh, it was hot. It was next to a rice cooker and it was 2 degrees warmer in this section.
No, I was being more literal. I wasn't talking about like environmental changes. I was like, we can tell you exactly the market that this coronavirus came from.
Wow.
So if you want to know literally where it popped
up. Which fish?
You can find it on a map.
Yeah, or squid.
It wasn't seafood.
Okay, you tell me.
So when we talk about
who sneezed?
It was
a human.
Puffer fish.
Yeah.
So we talk about viral evolution. We've talked about this before in our, like, why isn't there a cure to the common cold episode. For this, we believe the virus came from either a bat or a snake or a mixture of the two.
A bat snake?
A snat.
Okay.
That almost sounds naughty.
Wow. That's not real. Maybe in China, in that market.
A bake.
You didn't tell me what markets are yet. For all I know, it could be a delicacy.
I want to hold off on that as much as I can. So right now, there supposedly hasn't been a lot of cases to study. So it's like hard to figure out exactly where it came from.
Okay.
But what they've done with people that have been diagnosed with this coronavirus, I keep saying this or current coronavirus because it's a lot easier than saying 2019 novel coronavirus. They've taken the virus, cut it open, and looked into its ribonucleic acid, or its RNA.
Mm.
And that's part of, like, humans have RNA. Everything has RNA because it tells DNA what to do. But in something like a virus, if it doesn't have DNA, it acts as the genetic material. So what they've been able to find is that the RNA in this current virus resembles a coronavirus that already exists in either bats or snakes. So that's why we believe that it came from them, for one of those two, or it's a mixture of the two. So it didn't just pop up out of nowhere. There are bats and snakes out there existing with the coronavirus, and it just kind of sits there and mutates over several generations of this virus, just like a cold. Like when you get the cold, you might get like 4 colds a year. And when you get a virus, your body makes antibodies for it. That's why we can have flu shots and stuff.
Do you get 4 colds a year? That's a lot.
I feel like I do. Okay. But like the reason you can
sick like once every 3 years.
Well, that's because you don't live in a house that has a daycare.
Yeah.
But you can catch multiple colds a year, even though your body makes antibodies for it, because the cold mutates so rapidly that your body doesn't recognize it as the cold you had before. That's why we can't come up with a cure for the common cold. That's a summary for that entire episode after I went and told you to go listen to it. This is kind of like that. That virus sits there, mutates within these animals, and then by the time it mutates to where it can jump into humans, it's a new virus. So that's evolutionarily where this coronavirus came from. Now, if you want to get more specific,
I do.
We can narrow down to the exact
snake
market. No.
Okay. I don't know which
We don't
snake.
Know if it's a snake or a bat yet. We can narrow it down to exactly where this virus came from. And in the city of Wuhan, China, there is a wet market called the, and I hope I say this right, Huanan Wholesale Seafood Market. I don't know if that's how you pronounce seafood. So now you're going to hate this, but it's an important part of the story.
Okay.
There are
Everything's alive.
No, there are a bunch of markets like this. But at wet markets, they sell live and dead animals, like chickens, rabbits, bats, wolf pups, peacocks, rats. You name it, they probably have it. Maybe bats, maybe snakes, who knows?
Wolf pups.
Wolf Jesus pups. Christ. They had the point of saying that is that they have a bunch of wild animals, so okay. they have wild pups. They could have wild snakes.
So can we mutate the virus to only kill everyone that sells wolf pups?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So the reason it's called a wet market is because some of the animals there are alive, and if you so choose, they will slaughter them for you right then and there in that market. And at this point, we're not entirely sure if the virus came from animal consumption or fecal contamination. So if it did come from animal consumption, CNN politely reminds people it's a bad idea to eat wild animals, especially if they're sold at a wet market. And if it was fecal contamination, it could have been like a bat or a snake was there live and pooped. That poop was aerosolized and breathed in by several people, and they got the coronavirus from that.
So it could have been like 3 or 4 people.
Could have been. And I mean, it started pretty small, like, but it's just jumped.
I lost a lot of sympathy for anyone that wants to go to this market, though.
Yeah.
See, so it's hard, and I know that's wrong because it's your culture and whatever, but some culture is wrong.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel.
I mean, we talked about I don't remember if we talked about this, but like feet binding, like that's something that China did for a really long time, and they had a huge movement to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because even though it's a cultural thing, like it's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's horrible for people that actually do the feet binding. So it's a healthy piece of culture to move.
Yeah. There's
away
this whole thing, like I don't know if it's a movement. I guess it's associated with the cancel culture and all that too, where there's like two aspects to it. One is people think social justice warriors are bad, which is if you're for social justice, that's great. And you're fighting for it. Great. And then two, on the opposite end of it, people take things too far and think, oh, you have to respect all cultures. Mm-hmm. Well, foot binding's bad, and so is slaughtering baby dogs.
Yes.
So, sorry.
It's horrible. And like the market reacted by prohibiting live animal sales at the market. And then I think eventually the whole market was like quarantined off. That's not going to quite cut it.
Yeah.
Like, just don't. Don't feed people, don't provide people with wild animals, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if they're not slaughtering the wild animals, they're still wild animals. Like, you can't have a wild wolf as a pet. Nick, the thing's going to myrtleize you.
This is what I'm trying to tell everybody every day. Just don't eat animals, period, dude.
I knew that you were going to take that message with
me. Oh, yeah.
But
I'm sure you could get Corona spinach. Come on.
that's where E. coli comes from.
Yeah, which is much more pleasant.
E. coli
Wouldn't you rather
bacteria.
Have a coli? I'd rather have it than Corona. I eat an E. coli sandwich.
Gross. Disgusting. So as of yesterday, 110 people in the U.S. were tested for coronavirus. 5 were positive, 32 were negative, 73 were still pending. California, Washington, Arizona, and Illinois all have confirmed cases, so it's an average of 1 case per that state. One of them must have 2. Globally, as of yesterday, there were 81 deaths reported from China and 3,000 people assumed to be infected. I checked the stat again today, and we believe it's closer to 4,000. Just in one day, it jumped 1,000. And even that 3,000 was up 800 from just like 4 days ago. So I sent you a graph, and maybe I'll post it on our Facebook page. Someone took the number of reported infected people, graphed it out on like an exponential curve, and doesn't look great. Like tomorrow is going to be like 6,000 and then 9,000 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So they've quarantined Wuhan, a city of 11 million people, but then they discovered, and this is something that the Chinese government tried to cover up, that hundreds of thousands of people were able to leave the city before it was officially quarantined. And that's how it's spreading around the world.
Check. Hold on for one sec. Hey Siri, what's the population of New York City?
As of 2018, the population of New York City was 8,398,000.
So more people in Wuhan, 11 million, than New York City. Just imagine trying to keep that many people contained.
I don't know if the mic picked it up. What did it say?
8 million people,
roughly,
in 2018.
So they tried to quarantine more than the city of New York. Didn't work. They've extended the quarantine to 50 million people, which is just mind-boggling to me. So the question is any of this working? Probably not. A lot of people are weary, and rightfully so, to trust state-run news media in China for a number of reasons.
I guess we got a lot in common.
What's that?
I guess Americans will have a lot of common with them.
So,
but even we used the quote from CNN today.
Yeah, that's true. But that's not state-run.
No, kind of.
Well, it's run by
corporate
capitalism,
run.
Yeah.
And corporates run the state.
Yeah. Not to get political or anything. Yeah. But my point is, figures and estimates coming from a state-run news source in the middle of the Chinese New Year are probably wrong, to put it nicely. Foreignpolicy.com and like a video from The Hill pointed out several instances where in the past state-run media has, they can't be trusted on similar issues. I kind of mentioned it before during the 2002-2003 outbreak of SARS. They tried to cover that up entirely, like, and then people found out because it was spreading, and then 650 people died. They've also, there's been several natural disasters like floods or landslides or apparently industrial explosions where they've unreported or underreported death counts in those disasters. But not only that, besides state-run media, there's probably thousands of people out there that are infected and just haven't started developing symptoms yet. Like, it can take a week to develop these symptoms. And all that time, they're probably spreading it in their lungs and stuff.
Hmm.
And they make contact with other surfaces. But even more importantly than can we trust the Chinese state-run media is how bad is it? And luckily, I always feel bad saying this, but we believe it has a relatively low mortality rate. If 4,000 people have been infected and 81 people have died, that is, should have done the math beforehand.
No, people love this.
I know. I've done a lot of like... back of the napkin research. It's a 2% mortality rate. I've also seen estimates of 5% mortality rate. We're not doomed. It sucks to say this, but we're not doomed by if this becomes a pandemic.
When's the last time we had a pandemic? Spanish flu.
Probably Spanish flu. Yeah, like we're pretty good at controlling these things. People always make fun of like H1N1 swine flu, but yeah. We were able to contain it. The same thing with Ebola. Like, we had a lot of precautions in place so it
There's
didn't
still,
spread.
Like, for a year after, when I would go to donate plasma, like, three questions regarding, have you been to an African country in this region? Mm-hmm. Have you encountered anyone with Ebola virus?
Yeah, that's important. Like, people can make Ebola jokes, but those kinds of measures are how serious illnesses don't spread across the entire United States. So it's also important to point out, it doesn't have to be fatal to become a pandemic. You can still just have the sniffles and a fever.
Yeah, wouldn't you consider the common cold the pandemic at some point?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was for the Native Americans that we got
that
rid
was
of
smallpox.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. But we're also not entirely sure how like contagious it is, so we can't make proper estimates on how widespread this might become. And that's according to the CDC. I'm sure other researchers have their own opinions out there. If it's like the cold, it's probably very contagious. Part of the global problem is that it's taken a toll on the stock market, which doesn't mean a whole lot to you or me. Like, we look at that and say, pfft. But it does speak for how people are spending their money, at least in the United States. And people seem to be, according to what I've read, afraid that the virus can transmit through products shipping from China, which is a lot of the products that come into the United States. So I just want to say that is possible. But for now, I mentioned this before, it pretty much transfers from vapors being expelled from your lungs when you're coughing or sneezing. So unless that gets on the surface of a product coming from China, you're relatively safe.
At least I
shipping something.
All my guana is organic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all domesticated bats.
Domesticated guana.
Yeah.
Do you remember Ace Ventura? Bat poop?
Yeah. Chicago.
Yeah.
That's what he always says. Chicago. That's such a... I don't know if that's aged well.
Oh, I don't think it has.
I know that...
But I used to love it.
I bet $1 million the one where he investigates the Dolphins football team has not, because there is a transgender character, and if I remember correctly, that was not handled very well.
Probably not. And also, I remember there's one joke that I actually laughed at when I rewatched Ace Ventura, and it was... when he knocked out the guy that looked like Monopoly Man and used him like a puppet and said, "Do not pass go. Do not connect 300 times." And you're just unconscious.
I always sing the, like, when I'm driving and I'm bored and I'm full of energy, I'll just do like the chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang thing that he does in the, I think it was the second one.
Okay, yeah.
And then, like, he, the Jeep, like, rolls and it's all crappy. He's like a glove when he parks it. Anyway, Ventura.
I used to want to be an actor because of him, because of those movies.
Yeah. There's been some mitigation efforts from China, of course, the quarantine that hasn't worked very well. They're also planning on building a hospital in 6 days specifically to combat the coronavirus.
Well, they need to. Have you seen the videos of like the Chinese doctors crying?
Yeah. Because there's too many patients coming in.
Yeah.
Which is awful.
And they try to reach people higher up and they're just not answering their phones.
Yeah. So this might be a little bit of whiplash, but, the state-run media put out articles and tweets saying the hospital's built, it's good to go. And they put up these pictures of this facility that looked fantastic. Upon further investigation, it was a picture of an apartment complex that was built years ago, not a hospital. But there are pictures out there of them working on this hospital. And if you look at like the plot of land, there's like 30 cranes out there trying to get this thing built. So they are trying. Hopefully it's effective. But at the same time, it's more evidence that we can't trust the Chinese government when it comes to this.
Well, why even say it's done, it's built, we're good? Like, you know you're going to get caught. They don't care.
I know.
Like, it's like Trumpism. It's like
100%.
Yeah.
There's no consequence for lying, so just lie. Why not?
But then why even bother lying?
Because it makes your citizens feel better if they don't care to find out the truth.
Because there's half your citizens that believe that it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it. That's what we're doing here, too.
There's a loud minority of people that are like, I don't care. He says he has the best chocolate cake. He has the best chocolate cake.
Yeah.
And you're like, fine, it's not worth arguing, my friend.
Yeah.
They're building a hospital. Yeah. So I also expect doctor visits to go up in the next few days. Like, that's what happened with Ebola. Even though Ebola didn't spread, like, doctor visits always skyrocket when stuff like this happens. Overall, again, I hate to say this, I don't think that it's going to be a huge problem, especially in the United States. Just wash your hands, get plenty of rest, don't shake hands with people, don't eat wild animals. What other advice can we give our listeners, John?
Don't eat sneezes. That's good advice for every day.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Whether it's your sneeze or someone else's.
I've got a bunch of frozen sneezes in my freezer. I got to toss those out.
Do you think it's okay to eat a sneeze pop if it's your own sneeze?
I froze them before the outbreak.
Okay.
So I think I'm fine.
But if you made them, can you eat them? Is just recycling?
Oh, they come from me. Yeah, I have the antibodies for that.
Okay.
They're not going to mutate in stasis.
Great. Sneeze pops. TM.
Disgusting. Do you want a recap?
No.
That's probably for the better. Should we take a break and we'll be right back?
Yeah.
All right. John?
Yeah.
Where can people find us?
I don't know. I mean,
I just love how detached you were there.
You can find us at StrangerStillShow.com.
You sure can.
Soon to be a little revamped, I think.
Okay. Yeah. That's your job then.
I'm working on it.
You can also find us on Facebook. We've had a lot of good interaction on there lately. Someone just asked whether or not bananas are extinct and if the banana candy flavoring is based on a dead banana plant. And I believe we covered that forever ago, like forever, ever ago. But I gave them a recap on there and everyone had things to chime in. There's another one the other day and now I can't think of it. You can leave us a review on iTunes. That's the best thing you can do. If you like our show.
And you want us to keep doing it.
Yeah, and you want people to find it on their own without like having to grab someone's phone, search it up.
Yeah, to figure out their password.
Yeah, just leave us a review and that helps it spread.
Can you just say anything else that helps it spread? You're going to say that on this episode?
I didn't even realize.
Lazy.
Maybe it's because I'm looking at this New York Times article right in front of me.
Okay.
So this is the episode of Back of the Napkin Research, as I'm coining it now. Because I wanted to see if there were any updates. And this was, 15 minutes ago? No, that was the CNN article. This was 23 minutes ago. Whoa, big difference. As of 23 minutes ago, the death toll went to 130, which is like an increase of 50 in like two or three days.
Wow.
The United States is expanding. I'm just reading the bullet points at the top here because I think this is important for people to know. The United States is expanding screenings for coronavirus at airports and borders. That's a good idea. Scientists race to make a coronavirus vaccine, which to me means they've discovered it's not going to mutate incredibly fast, which is good. So it's like the flu. We can make antibodies to inject into your body. They talk about the stock market, and Japan has evacuated some of its citizens. That is pretty scary. Thailand has 17 infections, confirmed cases. Oh my God. So, today it was at, or as of recording this Tuesday, so this is a little confusing because of the time zone. So I'll say 48 hours before this episode comes out, confirmed cases were at 4,500, and 24 hours before this episode goes up, it jumped to 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
In a day, it rose 1,500.
So could that really have been that those are just people that didn't realize it and had it in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're just learning more about the condition? Okay.
Yep.
So it's not necessarily that spread, but that we know more about how many people it's affecting.
Yeah, or they've developed symptoms, they've been screened and all that stuff. So, God, this is... France has 4 cases of the virus. That jumped, like... I think France was one of those ones I was talking about had one case, now it's 4.
I thought you said 2 of them.
Well, it was 2 different countries. I think it was maybe Italy or Germany or something. I know those are wildly different, but Germany just popped up on here, so I'm thinking it might have been them. This is what happens when a communist, this is old man rant, you let a communist country have state-run media to cover this kind of stuff up, and hundreds of thousands of people leave the country before people realize there's an issue.
But they didn't think they would have left anyway if it was a structural problem.
Well, if they had been upfront about the, because this happened like at the beginning of, or middle of January, like 2 weeks ago in China, and if they had been upfront about it, they could have started the quarantine sooner, and people coming from China, like they could have been stopped at airports, but instead they're like, just shut up for a second.
Yeah.
No one needs to know. So here we are, spreading all over the globe.
You old man against communism.
So everyone's buying the pandemic game on Steam now and mobile devices.
Yeah, at least somebody's getting some positive.
Well, then the creators of the game came out and they're like, don't use our game if you want to learn about coronavirus. So I guess people are going to their game to learn about the outbreak.
I mean, that's how most things work. I learned how to drive from GTA.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
How do you think I get a different car when I show up here?
Yeah. And lots of money.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
Just spinning in the street.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that'll do it for this week. What do you think?
I think that's good enough.
All right. Good enough.
Yeah.
That's the motto of our show.
Good enough.
Because I'm still Nick.
Leave a review. I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.